Hello and welcome back to the weekly episode of It's Always Day One, where we talk about our learnings related to Amazon advertising from the last week. And today we are back with 5 new learnings. The first one is about dynamic bidding and why one needs to be careful while using dynamic bids up and down. Dynamic bids in general are a great way to adjust bids for placements in real time. In fact, we also shared a case study recently on how using dynamic bid settings, particularly up and down, we achieved 1.3k in additional PPC revenue within 2 weeks' time, along with a 10% lower A cost. So by leveraging dynamic bidding, we were able to allocate higher ad spend on the top of search placement, which offered a much higher return on investment, which very well offset the higher CPC and still resulted in a more profitable scenario. So dynamic bids are a great option, and up and down specifically could be very much helpful in scaling up. However, the up and down setting operates differently from other options, that is fixed and down only. With up and down, Amazon can increase your bid by up to 100% in addition to the premium percentage you define. Let's take an example. You have a base bid of $1 and on top of search you want to increase that by 5%. So ideally that bid should become 1.05. However, with up and down, Amazon would let it go 100% further up, so it can also allow a CPC of 2.10 on top of search placement with that 100% increase. As a result, if you have a high base bid and you apply the dynamic bid up and down, it has the potential to multiply to a higher level. And considering that we increase the percentage adjustment up to 900%, the same $1 bid could reach $20 on top of search and $15 on other placements, because on other placements, let's say product pages, the dynamic bids up and down would only increase 50%. So on top of search, it would increase 100%, and on product pages, it would increase 50%. And also to note that in this case, the whole dynamic bidding system is based on machine learning algorithms. And in case of a high increase on a new campaign with not enough data, Amazon would be making early decisions, causing high ad spend as well as wasted ad spend. So while using dynamic bidding, it's also important to monitor the account performance on a regular basis and make adjustments if necessary. So in order to avoid this negative impact, there are a few things that we can keep in mind, and that would allow us to efficiently utilize dynamic bid up and down and rather take advantages of this tool by Amazon. So firstly, it's important to calculate and be aware of the maximum increase in the bids before making adjustments and make the bid decisions. You can also adjust your base keyword bids according to how much they could increase on top of search. And then as a third step, it's important to monitor performance regularly. Then the fourth step is to use it on campaigns with relevant targeting and more controlled match types such as exact and phrase. Performance tends to fluctuate with broad match campaigns and versus if there's no active negative targeting in place. It's also better to make small changes and monitor performance changes and keep adding as long as the performance goes well. And that's it. Coming up next is point number 2 this week, which is upgrading your product detail page with A+ content and manage your experiments.